Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, we're talking about the offerings of the Lord, and we said the word offering is offering, that which is offered. And by understanding that, you realize the other side of that is, just because something is offered, that doesn't mean it's received. And that's something I don't think has been taught on enough, that people, even preachers sometimes act like, well, if you just shake the people long enough till the money falls out, well, you know, they'll kind of be blessed in spite of themselves. No, they won't. You can even come and bring a huge check and the Lord not receive it. People might have received it, but that doesn't mean He received it. Did you hear me? No, there are a number of things that make our offerings acceptable or unacceptable to Him. We looked at the first offerings in Genesis and saw Cain and Abel brought their offerings to the Lord, and the Lord did not receive Cain's offering. But He did receive Abel's offering, and we saw a number of reasons why. We looked last week how that Noah came, and after he and his family were spared from the flood, when the first thing they did, when their feet got on dry ground, he built an altar, and he took of the precious seed, and it's only these few animals that are left to repopulate the planet. And he takes several of them and burns them up. What would some of the conservationists think about that? Talk about endangered species. All of them were endangered. A whole bunch of them, there are only two left in the world. And the clean animals that were fit for sacrifice, there's only, what, seven of them. And now after he's offered up several of them, there's not seven anymore. And a lot of folk would say, oh, no, 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 you don't do that. But the Lord didn't say no. The Bible said that He received it. It was a sweet smell to Him. It was a sweet fragrance. You know, people try to teach and preach that they're only the affluent, only the wealthy should really give, and that they are responsible to give, and they should feel condemned if they don't. And there are a number of people that they really get bent out of shape if they think somebody suggests that poor people ought to give. But when you look at the Bible, you'll see that under the old covenant, which is type and shadow for the new, nobody was exempt from giving. Nobody. The Lord made provision for people who were poor to be able to give. If you go back, and I've been studying it this past week and looking at it closely, you know, again, you'll see that, for instance, on certain kind of offerings, and there are numerous ones, certain kind of offerings, if you were a leader of the people and you were wealthy, then you brought a bull, which was worth a good bit of money. If you were not and you didn't have as much, then you brought a lamb. And if you didn't have that much, then you brought two turtle doves. And if you didn't have two turtle doves, you brought some flour. But everybody brought something. Yes. Do you hear this now? Yes. There was no provision to say, well, now, if you're below this kind of income, then you're not expect, bless your heart, you're not expected to bring anything. We'll give you something. No, no, no. That's humanity. That's ungodly society. That's men looking at men. Everybody that's a believer is supposed to come before the Lord and bring your offering. Is that right? In faith and in joy. Notice the scripture here. We read this, that we as priests are to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. First Chronicles, you don't have to turn there, but First Chronicles 16:29 in the New Living says, give to the Lord the glory He deserves. Bring your offering and come to worship Him. How many like that? He said, bring your offering and come to worship Him. Numerous times, you know, the Lord said this. He said, everybody come before me on these times. And He said, don't come empty. Isn't that interesting? Who said that? The Lord. Somebody said, well, yeah, well, I don't have anything. Yes, you. If you're eating, you could bring a handful of meal. Unless you're starving to death and got nothing, you could bring a handful of what you were going to eat. So you see, the Lord made a provision for everybody from the top of the bottom to the bottom, income-wise. And it's about the heart. And how many remember the story of the woman who gave the two mites? Well, it wasn't a big amount numerically, but it was a big amount percentage-wise. And he said she gave more than everybody. Well, see, this puts us all on equal footing. Makes no difference how much money you've got. Makes no difference how little you've got. You could still outgive anybody in the church. Are you with me now? Did y'all see that thing on the news? I forget what it was, about this fellow that shined shoes at the hospital. Phyllis printed it out and kept it and showed me, and she may share it sometime in more detail. But this fellow, he's had some problems that mentally wasn't 100% and born that way, but he shined shoes for I don't know decades at this hospital. And they come to find out that he is the biggest giver to the hospital. You think, huh? And they were shocked too. But what he did is every tip he ever got in the last 20 years, he sowed it to the children in the hospital. And he's sown nearly $100,000. Every day, he'd come in there with $6. And a lot of times, didn't wait till the end of the day, I guess. He'd come and bring, he got $3 and $2. But how many stand 3 and 2 and 5 and 10 every day? Every day? Every day adds up. And he's out giving people that are supposed to be millionaires. As far as the hospital is concerned. See, there is no excuse for a person giving nothing. And doing nothing. There's nobody who's so bad off and such a poor shape. Why would anybody expect me to give? They should be giving to me. And that's why you are that way. Did you hear me? You got to get your mind. This fella, you could tell they had a little clip of him, a little video clip. He was the happiest guy. He's the happiest guy. And the interviewer was saying, so you love these kids? He said, yeah, I love the kids. And they showed him in there. Not only did he do that, he'd bring them presents. And he's in there hugging on them. And they'd hug it. They liked him. And they said, you don't know these kids. He said, no, you don't know them. He said, but you love them. And he kept talking about God. He's a believer. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I know some years ago, we talked about some of these things, and there was this lady that got a hold of the tapes, and she thought, well, I want to give. And she had always been saying, I'm on a fixed income. I don't have anything. She thought, what can I do? What, Lord, I want to give. And he began to give her some ideas. She had all this time, and she thought, well, what do I have? See, instead of thinking about what you don't have, what do I have? She began to realize, I've got all these subscriptions to all these magazines and these newspapers and publications. I've got some of them. Other people gave them to me. They're here all the time. They're full of coupons. She began to get file folders and made file folders for families in the church that she knew had a lot of kids and went to the grocery store. And she'd take her time and clip all these coupons and put them in the file folders and then bring them to church and give them to them so when they went shopping. Well, she's sowing. I said, she's sowing. If you want to sow, you can. If you got it in your heart, God gives seed to the sower. Thank you, Lord. Now notice, we talked about this, we talked about precious seed last week, but go with me if you would to Exodus. Exodus 25. If you hadn't been giving, don't get condemned, don't feel guilty, don't feel bad, that does nothing. Except put you in bondage and hold you back. Just get stirred up that you can be a blessing to somebody, right? You don't always have to be on the receiving end. You don't always have to be on the needing end. You can be a tool and a vessel that God could use to meet somebody else's needs and to help them. In Exodus, the 25th chapter, this is such a powerful passage of scripture all through here. If you know the story and you've read it, then you know how that God so spectacularly took the people of God from out of the midst of Egyptian bondage. I mean, the scripture said, never has it been recorded before that God took a nation from the midst of another people for himself. And I mean, they had no might. They couldn't have fought their way out of it. They had no ability. They were slaves. They couldn't have bought their way out of it. God took them and brought them out with a high hand. The scripture said, mighty power, signs and wonders. And he brought them out to fulfill his promise to his covenant man, Abraham, and to make covenant with them and draw a people to himself. And so as soon as they come out and he brings them through the Red Sea deliverance and they travel not too long, he tells them to meet him at the mountain. How many understand this is significant? This whole portion of history, nothing has happened like this before. Exactly like this, nor will again. It's a type of what's been fulfilled in Christ. But this is momentous. I mean, how much time has passed? Nothing like this has happened. But here, God says, meet me at this mountain. And he manifests himself. He comes down on the mountain in fire and smoke and glory. And he speaks to the people. The millions heard the living voice, audible living voice of the Almighty. They heard him. The whole nation heard him. They knew it wasn't Moses with a megaphone. Nobody could sound like this. And he gave them what we call the Ten Commandments. He spoke these right out before there were the tablets or any of that. He spoke it right out. They heard it. It shook them to the core. They were beyond words. And the elders went to Moses. They said, please, 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 you go talk to him. And whatever he tells you to do, you come back and tell us, we'll do it. But we are afraid if we hear him speak again that we won't make it. We'll all die. How many know our God is powerful? Oh, whew. Think about that. This whole nation of folk, they, I want to hear God. Well, you heard him. Whoo, let's not hear him anymore. You go talk to him. So Moses did. And the Lord gave him, you know, the Ten Commandments. And he gave him numerous statutes and ordinances of just what is right. What is right to do in life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Free Will Offering, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102C. That's R1102C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.